obviously you had a few chances in the first half. Second half, you guys really put the pressure on. The shot count, I'm pretty sure, the second half was 12-1 in your favor. A couple of critical chances, you know, a few that hit the bar, a few whiff shots. What was missing? Because you guys definitely deserve the win.
I think that's, you know, we've pinned them in for 45 minutes in the second half, and, you know, I'll put my hand up responsible in terms of ball wasn't really going in for me. And, you know, there are games like that, so I think in general for the whole team, you know, the ball wasn't bouncing, it didn't go our way, and we kind of worked through that. You got to persevere through that. There are games that happen like that. That's football, so it's really disappointing, for sure. Personally, again, throw my hand up. Those got to go in, but we learn and we move on and move forward.
Even though didn't pick up the 3 points, ended up extending your home streak, your undefeated home streak here. How does it feel to, although not getting the 3 points, be able to keep this a fortress throughout the season?
Yeah, I think you make a good point. We've been, what is that, 8 in a row without a loss at home. So that's something we can be really proud of. We might be disappointed in today's result, but I think looking holistically, we can really take away a lot from that unbeaten streak. And, you know, they're not a bad team. They're a pretty good team. They beat Lafayette on the road, so they can really win games on the road. And we had them pinned for 45 minutes, and they're probably lucky to get that point and happy with it. So we have to, again, learn and take positives away from what might be a tough day.
6 shots for you, 2 on goal today. But again, didn't find the back of the net. Was very unlucky on a few chances. What are your takeaways from the game for yourself?
I think we were really patient. They came out flying early. And, you know, I knew my chances were going to come, and they came. I wanted to be dangerous, and I thought I provided that danger, but, you know, ball didn't go in. And I think whether it be that curled shot with my left that maybe just goes like an inch wide. Yeah, but those are the margins of the game. It's a game of inches. So kind of looking back, I can do better for sure. And you know, it's danger. It's, you know, it's causing a lot of chances and creating them, but I have high standards, and so far this year I've been putting them in, so continue doing that and keeping my head up.
And finally, today was Team Impact Day. Can you just talk about Pierce and what he's meant to you and the program?
I think I'm going to say that that's my best friend right there for 3 years. I have a lot of really good memories with Pierce, whether that's just, you know, out at the field celebrating with him, or going to lunch with him, or grabbing a bite at T. Anthony's with him. You know, he means the world to us. So that's just from my perspective. He's my best friend. But I think you talk to the 27 guys, he's our best friend. He's part of the team. He's a key player in our team. He makes a huge difference for us, and we love him. And we celebrate him every day. I get this is Team Impact Night, but we love to sell him every single day. And we're so grateful to have him in our team.
All right, thank you. Coach, just your thoughts on today's result.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good game. We controlled large portions of it. To the guys, it might feel a little different. It might feel as if it's dropped points, and I don't want to say that they can't feel that way. But at the end of the day, it's also, we played a team who was really organized, who we knew was going to be really organized, against a team who defended and did a really good job in terms of taking central passing lanes away at times. The second half, I don't know if they had a shot on goal. I don't know if they really went beyond midfield a couple times. And so for us, it's now how do we be better? How do we, while maintaining large spurts of the ball and controlling the game, you have to find the back of the net. And that's not, that's just a matter of fact. And our guys would say the same. And so, listen, doesn't change what we're doing. Doesn't change our mentality. Doesn't change that we're not going to continue to put our foot on the gas. We tied a game. and that's completely fine. Colgate's a good team, and Eric's always had really good teams, and so we continue to move forward. But yeah, maybe it feels just based upon us controlling the game a little down, and we might have a couple guys who feel that way. Our group, our team feels that way, but we move on.
Well, and speaking of control, and you called Colgate a good team, and we don't get to see film of them, so this was our first time seeing them this year. Y'all really did dominate the second half. Y'all probably had possession like 98%. Is that really a credit to the guys today, or is that Colgate kind of playing back and just letting y'all take shots?
I think it's I always give credit to our guys when due. I think our guys understood what we thought they was going to happen, where we felt that the game was going to go. The first 15 minutes was a little different. If that guy doesn't hit the crossbar, the game could have been different as well, and don't think that we don't know that. But after about 25 minutes of the game, I don't think really that there was much aside from now us being patient and us finding the pockets, and I thought we did. And so I think at some point maybe Colgate said, and I don't know this, maybe they say, hey, listen, let's defend. And listen, you got to give credit to a team. They defended for a large portion of that second half, and good a good spell of the second part of the first half. And to get a point on the road for them, I would say the same for us. You go and get a point on the road, that you take a point. And so that's the lay of the land. That's how this works. And so I think it's a combination of both, but I do think our guys dictated a lot of the play today, and I was happy with that.
Coach, obviously it was a frustrating performance on the offensive half, but take nothing away from your defense today. They played a really solid game. They had four shots. One of them was on target. Again, really realistically, other than that crossbar that was hit in the first half, they didn't really have any big chances. And the key stat here, Aiden DeVock, obviously was a key man to them coming into the game. No shots on target, obviously. So what was the key to holding him back? Did you guys game plan for him specifically, or what led to this defensive lockdown on DeVock?
Yeah, I mean, he's scored more than half of their goals this year. He's also a mass guy, and so I you know, kindly remind the guys that this is a homecoming for him. And you know, I don't need to say too much aside from that. Our guys are good defenders. He's a good guy, whether he played central or out wide. But I also thought that us having the ball limits his ability to have the ball or to break. Now, can he still get you on a counter or a big ball? Yeah, because he's got some pace and can extend his legs. But I thought we were being on the ball so much, it limits his ability to have an effect on the game.
And John Roman went down early in that first half. You brought an update on his injury. And do you think that sort of impacted your game plan at all, or the way that you guys operated that game plan?
No, obviously, John going down, we'll kind of see how he goes. You know, we decided he wasn't going to go the rest of the day. I don't think it changes for us. Obviously, John's a good player, but we have a mentality of the next guy up, and we have as deep of a team that we've had since we as a staff have been here, in my opinion. And so you saw that in the, you know, Luke Dunn coming in and Jason coming in. You know, so we have guys who can rotate and do jobs, and so I was happy to see such. But yeah, you never want to see a guy go down, but it's also part of the game, and we'll kind of evaluate him as we go.
The one thing he does provide is height. He obviously had the big header on Wednesday, and obviously Colgate's packing it in. You don't have that height, a lot of dangerous crosses. As a coach, how do you score against a team when they are packing it in? How do you find that opening? Do you want short passes, or you are looking to like get that header or shoot from afar?
If I knew, maybe we would have put a couple goals in. But no, I think it's a combination, right? You can whether it's, you know, from service, whether it's from, you know, combination play around the box, whether it's cutbacks, whether it's maybe you want to draw them out a little more, and kind of, but they didn't really want to come. And we talked about that. You saw them really sit on their 18, which then limits the space behind, but we wanted to invite it a little bit to see, because I felt that we could turn him. And but yeah, I mean, yeah, John's a taller guy, he's a bigger guy, he's good in the air, but I don't think that's why we drew today, but maybe it would have been nice to have him in the box on a couple services.
Coach, you got the game against Navy coming up. What does the team need to improve holistically in order to get a better result in the draw?
Yeah, our guys have been really good. We've had a very clear plan every day of training leading up to today. And now we get a little bit of recovery. We don't have a midweek. So we can have a proper build into a game. And, come Monday, this game is out of our minds, and we now have to prep for the team who won it all last year. Mm-hmm. The team who represented our conference, the team who beat us here and on our home field. And we'll be prepared, and you hope that the guys are ready to go. But the simple thing to answer that, we could use some goals, but I also think that will come as we go. If I was sitting here saying we scored a goal, but we, conceded the entire run of play, then, you guys would be saying we defend too much. So, we'll go back to the drawing board. And again, this doesn't change what our group's done to this point. We're 3-0-1 in conference. We're 6-2-2. Mm-hmm. We're still in a good spot.
Last question for me. You mentioned this before with the freshmen making an impact on this game, especially Jason in that second half making those driving runs. Could you comment on the impact he had on the game and the freshmen in general?
He came in the first half and found some good pockets, and it was on in the first half. And we said at halftime, I said we were going to play him as the 10, and I thought he was brilliant. I say this with a smile. He's probably mad that I took him off. Mm-hmm. But I also thought that it was at a point where a little variation wasn't going to be a bad thing. We've already chatted about it. But I thought Jason was. I thought in the past couple games, mm-hmm. in this past week, I thought he's been. This is his best soccer since he's been here. And so it's been a really good week. Today was another good performance for him. Same with Luke. And so for them to continue to build confidence is big, and for them to provide continued value to the group. And so I'm happy for them, as I am for, Neil Carlson's now come and played two games recently when he's been out. Aiden Holmes, two games consecutive after being out. This is about the team, and I'm happy for everybody who continues to wear their jersey and give us some legs.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Coach.